First impressions are important, even in the world of internet dating. Just ask the millions of people who visit online dating websites every month and are still looking for love. Well, now there's help. Personal dating coaches. Dave Adox reports.
Heather Zeller is 30 years old and has long straight blonde hair with a few highlights in it. She wants a serious relationship, but hasn't had a lot of luck dating.
For the last few weeks, I was on this terrible streak of every guy that I met out who I was interested in didn't call, and all the guys who I couldn't stand were calling me nonstop. And I was like, damn, why does this keep happening to me? Why is it all the guys I like don't call and the guys I don't like do call? And it was driving me crazy, and I was starting to get depressed about it. And then, thank God, finally, the first guy that I actually liked called me.
So to make the most of this opportunity, Heather had her personal dating coach, Nancy Slotnick, come over. Slotnick was there just a few hours before Heather's date, trying to help her figure out what she might have done differently that worked with this guy.
And I'm wondering if maybe going through that kind of dry spell where you were questioning things, maybe that humbled you a little bit, and then you came across differently.
So are you saying that I'm like too cocky with these guys?
Sometimes.
Slotnick studied dating as a cultural anthropology major. After college, she opened the country's first dating-themed cafe. Now she runs Cablite.com, a personal dating coach service. She calls the program Cablite because, like taxicabs that have a light to signal when they're available, Slotnick says single people need to learn how to signal their availability.
Dating is kind of a ritual event that goes on in our culture, and if you don't learn how to play it right, then you're going to end up sort of losing the game or not getting to your goal.
Heather says the most important thing she learned was how to have fun on dates.
Dating wasn't fun for me. It was like an interview, you know, and I would just sit there thinking, am I saying the right things? Am I doing the right things? Is he going to call me? Does he have relationship potential? But now I've learned to kind of more live in the moment and just enjoy the person and the conversation, not really worry so much about the future. And that almost always gets me to a second date.
For $100 an hour, Slotnick puts her clients on a program. They have to go on one date a week. She doesn't get the dates for them. She teaches how to find dates online, important things to do on a date. She also tells her clients to spend 15 hours a week on the relationship search. They usually balk at the idea.
People will always say, well, but if I were in a relationship, I'd make the time. You know, but the thing is, you have to make the time before it happens so that you can make it happen.
Having a coach, she argues, should be looked at as a positive thing.
It's really a shame that people are so embarrassed about this, because even Olympic athletes have coaches, and anything that's hard is something that you might need help with. And people are just embarrassed to need help with dating because it makes them feel kind of like a loser or something.
For Heather, Slotnick's advice has helped. Even though after the date, the guy she liked never called her, the next night she met a new guy and they've been on four dates together. For Day to Day, I'm Dave Adox.